Chapter 3, Where the Guru and Disciple Meet. Quote, however, although merely hearing the Lamrim teaching with a proper attitude is in itself an extremely dynamic experience, something should be said about the qualities of a Lamrim teacher. End of quote. In order to safely traverse the paths and stages that untie the knots of emotional and karmic bondage, one must correctly apply an effective method. The most certain way to ensure this correct application is to rely upon a fully qualified spiritual friend, someone who has personally realized the fruits of spiritual training, and who has gained the ability to communicate his or her experience to trainees. The nature of any specific level of training demands a specific guru-disciple relationship. In general, the more powerful the method being applied, the more qualified the teacher must be. Essence of Refined Gold suggests that we search for a teacher having the 6 basic and 4 altruistic qualifications. The first 3 of the 6 basic qualities demanded of a Lamrim teacher are the 3 higher trainings. The first of these is the higher training in discipline. Discipline is the foundation of the path. Second, a Lamrim teacher should have a mind that dwells in the serenity of meditative concentration, wherein the gross levels of emotional and psychic disturbances have been quelled. The third higher training is wisdom. Gurus without insight into the deeper levels of truth will be of little value as spiritual guides. The fourth and fifth qualities refer to the guru as a holder of scriptural and experiential transmissions of Dharma. A teacher who holds both will be able to lead students through the stages of learning balanced by inner experience. A path that combines these two will always be strong and stable. Sixth, at the very least, a teacher should have more learning and insight into the subject concerned than the student.